Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm John Lieberman, pinch hitting for Brian Shackman, my friend, this morning. It's good to be with you on an otherwise kind of dismal Wednesday morning with the government shutdown. Dow futures have fallen 200 points after the government has shut down. Although historically, interestingly enough, during shutdowns, the markets actually historically now have tended to go up. So hopefully the fact that the futures are down 240 points at this point, hopefully that is not a huge precursor for things to come. Speaking of things to come, you know, as we were thinking about guests for this morning's broadcast, there was one that came to mind that I wanted to have on the air, and she is a lot of things. She's a globally recognized strategic advisor. She's an award-winning director, producer, public speaking expert. But why I wanted to have her on was because she has a book coming out in a few weeks called Being Smart is Stupid. And in the book, the author argues that leaders are stupid because of ego-driven, hyper-analytical leadership creating toxic cultures, etc. And I thought on this, the morning of a government shutdown and the morning that I'm sure a lot of folks out there are thinking in their heads that leaders are indeed stupid, I thought it was perfect to have Tricia Brook on the show. Good morning to you, Tricia.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. So your upcoming book, Tricia, is titled Being Smart is Stupid. Can you tell the audience what you mean by that and kind of how it challenges the way that we usually think about leadership?
Well, I think there are a lot of really smart leaders. And what I want to talk about in this book is why embracing the wisdom of your Buddha nature is the secret to great leadership. Right now, everything that's going on in Washington is ego nature. None of it is driven by the wisdom of our Buddha nature. And when we can tap into the wisdom of Buddha nature, and this doesn't mean you have to be a practicing Buddhist, this is just from the philosophy of the Eastern practice. When you can tap into that and embrace that, and you understand how to lead with these pillars of getting still, embodying gratitude, understanding oneness, meaning we're all connected, having detachment and practicing impermanence, then we can make better decisions and better choices as leaders that will have a lasting impact for good in the world.
So theoretically, of course, this all sounds amazing. If you, however, were in front of our lawmakers, our leaders in Washington, D.C., who, you know, have had every chance to kind of get this settled, but of course, it went right up until midnight and the two sides just stood firm and could not come to any sort of agreement. You know, I guess if you were in Washington, well, first of all, what does it say about our quality or lack of leadership that we're seeing? And two, what would you say from a practical nature if you were in front of these lawmakers imploring them to get their act together?
Well, there's nothing that's going on right now that resembles leadership. This is all power. This is all politics and power. And if they were to step back and actually think about leadership, they would make better, different, wiser decisions. Right now, the ego is driving, and it's all about proving who's right. Everything is reactive instead of responsive. Everything is all about attaching to these outcomes instead of creating conditions for success. And this concept of embracing the wisdom of your Buddha nature might sound like, okay, now we have to sit on a cushion and meditate every day. That's not it at all. And I'll give you a tangible example. Embodying gratitude is one of the pillars inside of this book. And gratitude journals, we've heard it a million times. However, Indra Nooyi, the former CEO of PepsiCo, she was the first woman CEO. In 2006, she was given this position, and she took this role very seriously. And prior to stepping into the position, she wanted to go visit her parents in India. And she was sitting in the living room, and all of the community members, they came to visit, and they walked right past Indra, and they went up to her parents, and they said, thank you for creating an incredible child who is now the CEO of PepsiCo. So what she did because of that, in her tenure at PepsiCo between 2006 and 2018, she wrote over 400 letters to the executives' parents thanking them for the gift of their child. And the results of this is that she had a 75% approval rating and took the company from $2.7 billion to $6.5 billion net profit. So this Wow. isn't soft leadership. This isn't woo. This is real. And when you think about stepping into the role of being a wise leader, you get things done. You have an impact on your team. You have an impact on your company. You create a culture where people stay. And that is why being smart is stupid. Is something I want people to think about.
And I know, Tricia, you've talked a lot about this trend of quiet quitting in the workplace. And, you know, as you well know, you know, with this government shutdown, you know, government folks are going to be expected to continue to work in large part, the essential people, even many of the non-essential. But they're not going to get paid for right now. They'll get back pay once this gets resolved, but they're not going to get paid. So that made me start to think, well, if they're not going to get paid right now, what is going to incentivize them to actually, you know, come to work every day and do a good job and to, you know, other than just kind of their pride. So, Mike, that's a long-winded way of asking you, with this trend of quiet quitting, is that a trend that can be attributed to leadership failure, or is it something kind of deeper in the workplace culture that has changed over the years?
I think it's both.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it is leadership failure that has created this culture. And it's because when you lead from fear and separation, you can't sustain a team. The culture of oneness and connectedness is never formed if you lead from fear and separation. And that's one of the pillars, oneness. And we are all connected, and connectedness is how we create a culture where people want to work instead of feeling obligated to work. When people feel seen, when people feel heard, when they're given a platform to know that they can be creative and they can make mistakes without having repercussions, then they want to show up and they don't feel this obligation to go to work, but they feel part of something bigger.
So if someone listening right now, Tricia, wants to step up and become the leader that their team or their community needs, what's the very first action they can take today, above and beyond, of course, reading your upcoming book, Being Smart is Stupid?
The most simple action you can take today before making any decision as a leader is to get still. And that means stop, tune in, intuit what you're feeling, listen to that, and learn from it before you make any decision.
There are so many leadership books out there, so many videos to give advice to leaders. Why is it that so many organizations struggle to find genuine leaders versus people who just, you know, hold a title or a position? And I have about 30 seconds.
People aren't taught how to lead. People are never taught how to lead. And if you understand the pillars behind how to lead and that it is about the other person before you, then you can be a wise leader. And that's the biggest mistake leaders are making, that they are leading from a place of smarts instead of wisdom. And my whole point of this book is to teach people how to embrace the wisdom of this Eastern philosophy so that they can be great leaders.
Tricia, how can people keep up with you, follow you, get updated on all things Tricia Brook?
You can head over to beingsmartisstupid.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at Tricia Brooke. And that's the way to find me.
And Brooke is B-R-O-U-K, correct?
That's right.
Look at that. Tricia, B-R-O-U-K. What a great morning to have you on. Best of luck with the upcoming book. And thanks so much for your time, Tricia.
Thanks, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.